Welcome to Single Stories, a fun, creative, and unfiltered chat with me, Ginger Robbie. I'm the founder of Ginger Robbie Designs and Seaside Drafting and Designs. I'm a designer, architect, entrepreneur, mom, and now an empty nester. After more than 20 years in the interior design and architect world, I've seen it all, from building dream homes and starting two businesses to raising my son Solon and navigating all the chaos. Creativity and courage it takes to build the life you want on your own terms. This podcast is where we'll dive into the stories behind the spaces, the real life journey of what it means to design a career, a business, and a home, all while chasing your dreams and finding your voice. We'll talk about the industry, the grind, the wins, the mess ups, and everything in between. Whether you're a fellow designer, a business owner, a mom trying to figure it out, or just someone who loves a good story, Single Stories is for you. Let's build something beautiful, one story at a time. Hello, welcome to Single Stories, where we're going to talk about everything that happens in the industry of interior design, as well as building, as well as drafting, and how this whole podcast kind of came about. It came about a lot of ways because of our industry is so interesting, and the stories I have to tell are amazing and some are unbelievable. So that's kind of how this podcast is coming about. And I've been wanting to do this for a really long time. I'm at a point in my career where I can do this now. So let's get into it because it's a very interesting story. So my whole reason of doing this and calling it Single Stories was I had gone to college, had a baby, decided I was going to go into the design world, and I was doing it all by myself. And I have so many stories. Plus, houses are single stories, so why not talk about that? So we're here. Let's back up a little bit. We're here because everybody in the industry is constantly asking me, how did you get there? What did you do? What was your journey? It looks so easy now. I've been doing this for 20 plus years. I make it look easy because I have worked so hard at it. But I figured, why not start telling the stories about how we got there? A really long time ago, we used to joke that I needed a TV show because nobody could believe my life. That's kind of why we started doing this. So it's kind of just for a fun podcast. It's about stories. It's about the industry. I will have some people on that will be talking about how they also got in the industry and just kind of having a good time. So since this is the first episode, I figured why not kind of tell you a story of how I started. So a long, long time ago, I actually was going to college for veterinarian. I wanted to work with tigers. Who in the world wants to work with tigers? I don't know. But apparently I did. So I was starting to do that. And then I realized I really didn't want to do that because my rotations would have to be in a vet office putting dogs to sleep as part of getting you desensitized. And if anybody knows me, I love dogs. I love all the dogs. A lot of people who know me in the industry know I have Zeus, who is my Staffordshire Terrier. We call him the original pit bull. He looks like the RCA dog. He's the biggest baby. Definitely love him. Maybe I'll bring him on sometime. And then we also have Buddy, who is our pug, our black pug, who we love. He will be part of the stories as well because this dog has gone to most of my clients' houses. So we have Buddy and Zeus. So I just couldn't do that. And I went to my best friend's house one night for dinner. And a dear friend of mine that a lot of people have met. If you've gone to get Tile with me, you've met her. And she has her dog Boogie, who's a little Frenchie, who is just the cutest thing ever. So anyways, went to dinner talking about how I don't want to go to the vet school. I don't want to go to UC Davis. I don't want to put animals asleep. Anyways, we're having wine and we're having dinner. And she goes, why don't you be a designer? You're good at it. You can put rooms together and kitchens together. So what do? I go straight down to the college and sign right up to go to design school and left my program. Some days I wonder why in the world I did that. There are days in this industry it will beat you up and you'll just be like, why am I doing this? And I will get into the why a little later. But I decided that, okay, this will be a great opportunity. I'll get to do interior design. I didn't really understand what interior design was. At the time, I thought it was just picking furniture and picking pretty paint colors. You learn very quickly. It is not. You are an architect. You're a builder. Oh, you're a counselor. You are everything. I mean, some of the stories I have, which we'll tell later on, are really, they're quite interesting. So anyways, so I went down there, went to design school, and this is kind of how I started my whole company, was because going to school is very hard. We're learning all kinds of things of, you know, how you draft, how you draw, how theories work, right? Well, in the middle of that, God decided that he was going to give me a baby. Was not expecting that. I was deciding that I was, when I was done with school, I was going to New York. I love New York. Absolutely love it. I was going to move to Manhattan. I was going to work in a design firm. I was going to have the life. I had my life already planned out. So was not expecting.
And if anybody knows me or follows social media, Dorian's always with me. He had grown up in the industry. He's off having his own life now, which is why I'm able to finally do this. I don't have to be so involved with everything anymore. So it was an experience. It was something I was not expecting to have to do, while going to college and starting a whole new career. Now, granted, I was in my mid-20s at this point. I wasn't young. I was trying to figure out what I wanted to do. So I got into this industry. Anyways, Dorian went right along with me into college, grew up in the college. This kid at 1.5 was learning how to do CAD. Now, back then, now we have Revit. We have all these amazing things that you can draw with. You can draw. It turns into 3D, all this stuff. Well, I had to bring this baby with me to college, and we'd go into the lab, and he would be bored, and I'd sit him next to me, and I'd turn on the CAD, and I taught him all the little, you know, how to use the mouse and how to use that. And this kid at 2 years old was drawing CAD on a computer. So he was already getting into the industry, which we thought was really, really funny. And even now, there's stories that we'll get into how my professor at the time, now friend, now colleague, actually was holding Dorian while I was giving presentations about designs and projects and things like that. So it's a very interesting, that's a big reason why we call it single stories. I was raising Dorian. His dad was watching him when he was able to. We were, you know, in two different homes, but it was literally, I was being a single person, trying to raise a baby, trying to figure it out, and going to finally get out of college and decide that, okay, I got to get a job. What am I going to do? So when I got a job in a furniture store, and I learned a lot. I always say every job you ever have, you are going to learn some experience from there that you can take with you to your next job or to your life, and it really will transcend over time. And I did learn a lot from there. I learned what I didn't like. I did learn about furniture, how it's made. And I also learned that that is not what I want to do. I learned I did not whatsoever want to work in a showroom. I have to, I will, but no, I did not want to. So I was sitting there one day with my friend John, and we used to sit in the front. It was this horrible. We used to sit in the front and watch people walk all day in front of the shop. And we didn't want to do anything. I was hired as their main designer. And not that we didn't want to do anything. There really was nothing to do. I had to sit around and wait for clients to come in that wanted to hire me to go to their home or design their whole home, which I found one of my very favorite clients from doing that. But we would just sit there and talk about what are we doing and why are we doing this? And we went to school for this and this is what we're doing. And it dawned on me one day, I need to create the life I want to live. I don't need to let other people tell me the life that I need to live or the job I need to have or where I need to work. Like, if I really want this life, I need to create it. So that's kind of how it all came about. It came about in the fact that I have a baby. I realize he's going to grow up. I want to be there for all of the plays. I wanted to be there for when he went to sports. A lot of you know he grew up and did water polo, and I wanted to be at every game. I wanted to be at everything. Now, starting your own company is not, it's not all that it's cracked up to be, in the fact that you work all the time, almost 24 hours a day. You find a way to make it work, but you're constantly working. But again, it was a life I want to live, because if I wanted to leave for 3 hours, I would schedule that in my day and I would go do it. If I wanted to work till midnight because I wanted to take half the day to go play with him at a park or go to the beach, I could do that and schedule my whole life around that. So it's a lot of why I do what I do, and it's a struggle. So that's why I have a lot of people ask me, like, how do you do it? I want to be like what you do. I want to start a company like you. And we will get into that, let me tell you. So anyways, I decided that my business journey was going to be based around my child, because it was something that was important to me. It was something that I really wanted to do. It was something that, in this industry, you can work for somebody and work for a firm and have a little bit of that freedom, but you're also having to be around their schedule and their things. And that's not really what I wanted to do. So again, that's a big reason why I started this little podcast called Single Stories, and whether it helps somebody or not, maybe it does. The funny thing is, going back into when I was in college, I had two friends that also were having babies at the same time. There's three of us, and we all had our kids a month apart, all three boys. We still stay in contact. Oh, wait, no. Sorry. Two boys and one girl. Ryan, she's the girl. She's the middle. So it was really funny. We're all pregnant together in college. We all had our kids together in college, and we kept on going. So, funny story was, I remember it was around Christmas. I had to take my final that day. And I was like, okay, I went in to take my final. I'm as big as a house. I was wearing big sweatshirts, thinking nobody knew. Everybody knew. And so I went in and took my final. And I'll never forget my professor telling me, you need to leave because you're going to go in labor. Please let me know. And I was like, no, I'm taking my final. I'm getting this class done. I am moving on. I am not coming. Like, I am finishing. So I took my final. Funny thing is, that afternoon we went to go look at rugs. I'm, you know, because me, I got to make sure that everything's put together, the house got put together. I got like 2, 3 weeks before this baby comes. I'm totally going to do this. I'm pushing big, huge rugs. The ones that hang up. I'm pushing them in 6-inch heels and I'm getting them put together. And yeah, that night, Dorian decided to come. So I finished my final, had a baby, and in 2 weeks I was right back into school. And that's kind of how Dorian started coming to school with me, because I needed him to go, because during the day everybody's at work. What are you gonna do? So thank God he was a good baby. So that's kind of how he got into the industry. Later on there, I'll tell you a story about how he actually picked fabric for a client in Rancho Santa Fe, huge 100-foot windows, and the kid picked the fabric, and how we designed that. I'll get into that later, but it's been a journey for sure, and that's kind of why we're starting this whole podcast, because the stories that come out of this are actually learning and teaching experiences. And a couple of the companies I have is, one is called Ginger Robbie Designs. That's our design firm. This company started because, as I told you, I didn't want to work in that showroom anymore, right? I wanted to break out on my own. I figured out a way to do it, and I had a client. I don't know to this day. Sometimes I'm like, why did you hire me? I'm glad that they did. I have a lot of experience from younger, my mom remodeling, rebuilding our houses. So I've always been around construction, design. We used to design our rooms, like, been around it forever. This client decided they were going to hire me to remodel their kitchen, which I did all on my own. And I'll never forget when they asked me, who should I make the check out to? Never thought of a company name. And I spit out Ginger Robbie Designs. So much thought went into that company. And so that's kind of how the company started, with no thought process. I mean, a lot of times in this industry, you do have to react quick. You have to be able to figure out what you're going to do. Anyways, that's how that company started. Later down the line, and all of this will be revealed over time, I started a second company, which we do now, which is all drafting, drafting architecture, all that. It's Seaside Drafting, which developed out of Ginger Robbie Designs. I'd had clients that said, well, you know how to draft, you know how to draw, you're always showing us pictures, can you do our plans, etc. That's when I went back to get my master's in architecture. That's why we have that company. And then a big reason I'm doing this podcast is because last summer I decided that, if you know, a lot of people know I'm a professor for architecture as well. I wanted to give back to our industry. I've found that a lot of people were coming out into our industry with the wrong type of education. They weren't learning what you really need to know when you come out on top of the educational part of our industry. So on top of teaching, I decided to start a company called Design Coach Collective. You'll hear me reference it as DCC. We have people that we coach within the business, how to start in this business, everything from starting your company name the correct way to accounting, to sales, to trying to get your business going, to how you deal with clients. So that's a big reason why we started Single Stories too. And top of all the stories that I have, and I'm also going to try and write a book later on down the line. I'll probably do that when I retire. There's some things you want to talk about that you don't want your clients to know that it's about them. But it's a really fun, it'd be like a coffee table book. It's super fun. So this little podcast is going to be really more like a fun story time, fireside chat with some people in the industry about how the industry has help them or how they've dealt with it. So it's just a really good time. But again, a big reason we started this company, or I wanted to start this podcast, is to talk about the journey. It is not an easy journey. It's hard, and you have to work at it every day to create a life that you want to live. So that's a big reason why we're doing this. So I hope you have fun. I hope it's going to be a good time. And I hope you come back and watch me and subscribe, because I'm going to give you fun tips. There's going to be super fun people. I have friends that are architects for the Magical Kingdom. I have friends that are in the industry on the magazine side. I have friends that are on the real estate side. I have friends that are in the industry who have left and become other things. I have friends that are amazing artists. Probably my friend on with her dog. So it's a really good time. So hope you have fun. I hope you come back, subscribe, and watch more, because we're going to be putting them out weekly. Okay, bye. Thanks for listening to Single Stories, where design meets real life one story at a time. This episode was produced and edited by Ginger Robbie. If you enjoyed this conversation, be sure to subscribe wherever you listen to your podcast, and don't forget to leave a review or share it with your friends.